This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Governor John Bel Edwards announced yesterday that even though Louisiana has seen some progress regarding COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths, he'll continue Louisiana's statewide mask mandate and the business restrictions he enacted to combat the coronavirus outbreak for the time being.
We're going to remain in phase two with the current restrictions set to remain in place for another 21 days.
The COVID-19 mitigation rules were set to expire this Friday, but will continue until August 28th. Edwards explained there are fewer people showing up at hospital emergency rooms with COVID-19 symptoms.
The number of cases that we're reporting every day is beginning to come down also. Hospitalizations, at least at the state level, are beginning to reduce slightly, basically in plateau. And there's the few regions that are still seeing increased hospitalizations, but for the state as a whole, they're coming down, I think down about a little more than 100 over the last 7 days.
There have been several lawsuits trying to get some of Edwards' mandate thrown out as overstepping his authority. Four Jefferson Parish residents are asking a state district judge to declare the governor's statewide mask mandate and bar restrictions rules null and void and prohibit the Democratic governor from enforcing them. Edwards' original order requiring the masks, banning indoor gatherings above 50 people, and limiting bars to takeout and delivery has resulted in some businesses getting cited by the state fire marshal's office. Those filing the lawsuits say it's unconstitutional. The governor's decision to extend Phase 2 restrictions to 21 more days comes as Edwards joined the leaders of Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Ohio, and Virginia in announcing an interstate compact to buy 3 million rapid-use coronavirus tests. As of now, Louisiana has 124,461 COVID-19 cases reported, 3,937 related deaths, and 1,487 hospitalizations. You're listening to Red River Radio.